septic is just going to drain downhill again to those creeks that run onto someone else's property and eventually may run into the well water, which all 300 of those homes is on well water. So that may impact their well system. There is one other property, if I'm able to get you to move up. If you go up Seminole Church towards the RV park, where you want me to put it, there's another plot of land where a driveway was put in right here. These people began to build a house. They put in the road, started the structure. They started on the septic and found that they were unable to put in the septic because of the ground, the rock, the solid. The well was very expensive. They abandoned the project, and they've left, and it's just a road going to us, just a cedar glade again. So those are my only statements I'd like to say.
Right. I do have a question. So our main thing, again, is looking at the reasons why it's denied. Okay. And so you made a comment about the safety of the road. The people bringing the campers in are familiar with the road already, so that probably makes it safer for them. Does your subdivision have a rule that says that if you're not from that subdivision, you're not allowed to bring a camper in?
I'm not aware of that.
You have to be familiar with the road?
No, I'm not aware of that.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Rachel Brown. I live at 109 Ryan Court. If you come down to the subdivision, where the second entrance, which I believe is here, this is Meadow Ridge North, and Ryan Court is here where the second house on that street. We have lived here since 1999. There were only a few houses out there at that time. Since then, Meadow Ridge has increased exponentially. Horizon Hills, which is back behind us, that has all grown up around us. The area remains a prime area for houses. We have realtors that are begging us to sell our houses. Why? Because it's a quiet place. Our children walk their dogs. They play in the park by themselves, and we don't worry about them. You see people down the road, you wave to them. It's a community, and we want to keep it that way. Who's going to be in that trailer park? They've already shown, okay, if Pa says no, let's go ask Ma. They got refused for 36, so now they're bringing it down to 6 spaces. Okay, what are they going to do tomorrow? If you've already said no, you know, okay, now they got their foot in the door for 6. Down the line, they're going to want more. We don't want it in our neighborhood. It's a peaceful neighborhood. It's quiet. And those roads, especially in the winter, are not plowed for days. And getting campers and cars in and out there are difficult. Ryan Court hardly ever gets plowed. And it's not as easy a road as it seems. Coming down, we've got people, newer people that speed through that road that live in other subdivisions, and they come barreling down that road. If there's a camper around the corner, you can't see it until you're up on it because the road goes all different, and it would be difficult to drive those RVs through there. Thank you for listening.
Okay, is there anybody else?
If you can show where it is. Oh, my name's Jim Brown, by the way. I live at 1033 Sycamore Church Road. If you can show where he's wanting to put the campground in. This driveway directly across the street, this is I live here. My mother lives here. This is my aunt and my cousin. Oops, sorry. I know that's up to change. My aunt and my mother both are widowers, or widows who live alone. I believe there's a safety aspect. As somebody else mentioned, if people want to go for a walk or whatever, where are they going to go? Well, we'll just go across the street in the woods. His drone footage does not show any of our houses because our driveway is a very steep hill. We're just over a bank. All the trees hid it from the drone footage, but we are very close to him. So far as the road safety concerns, I mean, I could drive a tractor trailer down that road if I wanted to. I've lived on that road. You know, our family's been on the road since the 50s. I've driven that road my entire life. So I could drive a tractor trailer down that road if I want to. However, if you guys live around here, you followed RVs around here. You know how they drive. You know how folks don't know how to use them. They can't even read a sign going into the gas station that says RVs don't pull in here. They end up stuck at the high center there. So you put people like that on this road, they're not going to make it. This road, you have just a foot or so on each side of a vehicle, a wide vehicle. I had several dualies. And you have maybe a foot on each side of the tires. If you drop off the edge of this pavement, you're in the woods. I know from experience. I've been there. So they are not going to succeed on this road. And that's really all I'd say about that. As far as the other stuff, how many spaces there, it doesn't matter how many spaces are there. It's going to be a problem no matter what. If it's 6 or if it's 36, it's going to be the same issue. I went through this in another place I lived, just up 248, where they got permission to put in some trailer houses down Salem Road. I'm sure you're familiar with Salem Road at 24160. And they got permission to put a few trailers in, and it grew and grew and grew until there were hundreds of trailers at the end of our road and couldn't keep anything outside. It was all stolen. So I just don't want to see that across the street from us. Thank you.
Hello. James Slater, 354 Round Hill Road.
I'd be the recipient of the wastewater, by the way, right there.
A couple things I want to address. I'm opposed to the proposed rezoning of 1050 Sycamore Road for the following reasons. Neighborhoods in Branson are few and far between, especially ones down the road like Metal Ridge and Mills Hollow. Their proximity to the high road and 65 with close access to the Branson schools and Branson Hills make this neighborhood exceptionally special. Our job as citizens is to protect the residential districts to maintain or increase property values, which in turn provide revenue for the county and schools. Us as neighbors do not buy into this neighborhood to be next to a commercial business. A yes vote does set precedent that commercial is allowed around our neighborhood. There is a 50-acre lot, as mentioned for Ronnie, 50-50-50 on those. A yes precedent of that could rezone those into commercial. What would that mean? Gas station, convenience store, underground facility, concrete plant, Dollar General RV park. It'd be devastating the neighbors and their home values. The 336 homes that you see there, as the young lady mentioned, those kind of popped up over the years, but the infrastructure to Sycamore Church Road did not improve in the subsequent years. In 2016, the Missouri government paid $2.8 million for 1,000 acres known as the Shepherd of the Hill State Park, which my property does butt up against right here. This is private. This park is right there. It's 1,000 acres, $2.8 million. The property that is proposed at 1050 Sycamore is located approximately 1,729 feet or 0.3 miles from that state park. That is not very far. Ronnie indicates that the subdivision is not very far from his. That's subjective, or it is far. The park's website states 2 miles of Wart Creek and East Fork Creek run through both the park. Both vital waterways are drained into Lake Taneycomo and the White River. The park is known for its extremely delicate glade, as that gentleman mentioned. I've hunted all through their topography that is currently under restoration to bring back to its natural form via hundreds of man hours from the government. Roadrunners, cacti, lizards, tarantulas, deer, bear, turkey, bobcat all call their protective oasis home. This is exactly where wastewater from the proposed RV park would run, not to mention the noise, fires, light emission, not to mention human interaction. What about wastewater and debris? Has a study been done where that would end up? I know because I live out there. The irony is the same reason the RV park is being proposed and then advertised to visitors as quiet, peaceful, tranquil in nature is the same reason as we, our neighbors, are trying to protect. The owners of 1050 Sycamore are trying to exploit and profit off of what makes this area a joy and a blessing to have a residential home in. There are many commercial properties for sale in and around Branson. It would be perfect for an RV park, just not one next to the most desirable neighborhood, one of in Branson. Lastly, and more of a rhetorical question, I got a couple minutes here. It's more rhetorical. Is, you know, who buys an A1/RR property with the intentions of going into business, then goes in front of planning and zoning to rezone it to commercial without knowing the outcome? Seems like an odd business plan to me, and certainly does not render confidence to the neighborhood if their request is granted as to the resolve of said owners. A more of a cart before the horse approach, which has been tried before in Taney County, only to result in lack of funding, poor management, or altogether abandonment of said projects. That would be, you know, you talk about safety of that road. I've got 2 four-wheel drive trucks. I'm down there all the time. Sycamore Church is not conducive, guys. It's not. What you're not seeing there is the topography of the, you know, we're talking one of the highest points in Taney County down to the lower points. When it goes down to the creek bottom down there, it's extremely difficult to get down there. And with my four-wheel drive, my wife's got a four-wheel drive, I tell her, don't come out. We're just not going to do that. And the difference between tourist driving and locals, there is a major difference. If y'all, you know, don't come to Branson a lot, it is a joy to go down that road and know that us as neighbors take great care and pride not to hit each other. But when you do see folks come down there that don't know where they're going, especially their turnoff down here, and this subdivision here is not allowed to block somebody from a state highway from bringing in a commercial RV. That is part of their bylaws. They cannot say, hey, you can't bring it. We wish we couldn't bring them down there because it is dangerous. Yeah. But especially if you come down here, this goes down. There's a downturn right there to T intersection. You have two options. Come here, go there, be stuck. But there's no, they should drop 150 foot. I know because I live back there. Or you come back through here with about 150 homes, back up there, up. High center right there, or you come around, only to be at a pinch point once again. This is a not conducive road, I promise you. It is ironic though that Ronnie and his wife want to build a home there. You see, he said American Dream, only to, you know, try to take the American Dream away from us that was established in that neighborhood.
You're showing us roads in the subdivision, not the Sycamore Church Road.
I'm sorry, sir. No, I was showing you the road right here, 265, which, of course, we do not own that. That is a state highway. I'm talking coming down here, but if they miss that turn, their only objective is, if you come here or down here is a railroad crossing bridge that's 13 foot six high. If you're down there, you cannot turn around because it's a railroad bridge. So your option is to turn in here because the GPS of the visitor is going to do that. So you come in here, but what you're not seeing is from there to there is probably a 75 foot slope with a hard right bend there or hard right turn here. You would low center there or high center. And so if you did make it, you got to come down here, or you come out back here and try to weasel your way around. That is not good. That's not good.
Where's Branson Commerce Park in relation to that?
Yes, sir. That's approximately a mile and a half, maybe 2 miles over here.
I don't know if it's 2 miles.
Where's the what?
Branson Commerce Park.
You can look right here. That scale used to be. Is this Beacon GIS? Yeah. That scale used to be down here. There is the measure.
So your gray zoning layer is the city of Branson. Mm-hmm. So this is that PUD that's in the city.
So right here, it says 1,300 foot. It moved on us, but you know, 5,000 turn 80 foot a mile, so you'd be... Commerce Park is here, and that there's residential neighborhood. This is zoned commercial, that is zoned R1 or A1, so you'd be a couple miles away.
Thank you. My name is Anthony Boer. I live at 1035 Sycamore Church Road. Mr. Arce has submitted some photos of RVs. He assumes some of them are set up. You know, I don't know, nor could I think any of you would know if it was set up that morning to work on it or whatever it was set up for. He originally, when he did talk to us one time, he was trying